Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms, Psalm 88. We're going to look at the first 9 verses today. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles. My life draws near to death. I'm counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken me from your closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I'm confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. You know, there are many times I wish life could be just one big party, don't you? Just one great celebration. Rich fellowship, continuous laughter, good health, long life, conflict-free, prosperity, days filled with wave after wave of blessing. However, the reality is sometimes there are cries in the night. Twice in today's passage, the psalmist says he is overwhelmed. You ever felt that way? He's buckling under the weight of his troubles. His strength is gone. He's in the lowest pit, he says, the darkest depth. He feels confined and cannot escape. His eyes are swollen from tears. Ever been there? Challenges are unavoidable as we make our way through this life. Some are as annoying as a dead battery in your car or a flat tire. Some are as awful as an illness stripping the strength from your body. Some leave us overwhelmed, crying out in the night. When we cry out, we're never alone because God is there. And He listens. And He hears. And He acts. Sometimes He takes away the challenges. Sometimes He works on our overwhelmed souls and replaces the storms with His peace. Thank you, Father, for hearing my cries in the night. Thank you for reaching down and calming my overwhelmed heart. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.